And it's our field, this our show. Let's go. D on three, 1, 2, 3. D.
The preseason finale.
Got to defend the home field, baby.
One more chance to fine-tune the machine before the real race begins.
Knowing that we're going to have a good defense, you know, if we can get an offense that's explosive like that, we'll be a dangerous team.
And with 25 or so starters sitting, it's a chance for some to make a final impression as the Arizona Cardinals come to town.
We got a lot of battles that are really, really close. So if a guy makes a great play, that can turn a coach.
Steve Atwater has his keys to the game. Plus, Andrew Mason will tell us what to watch for.
My job is just to go out there and do the best that I can. You know, I'm really just playing, like they say, for a job.
The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. Time to put a bow on the preseason. The Broncos could finish the slate undefeated for the fourth time in franchise history. But that fate rests on this man's shoulders. Kyle Sloter getting the start tonight and is expected to play the entire game. Hello and thank you for joining us for the BTV pregame show presented by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani, getting you set for tonight's matchup between the Cardinals and Broncos. We'll hear from Steve Atwater in just a minute, but first, let's catch up with the players as they were making their way inside the stadium.
Got the boys coming out here today, going to show off, earn a spot on our team. On somebody's team, they're going to give it all they got, and I used to be in the situation. So it's going to be fun to watch, help the guys. I'll coach them up a little bit. But I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Last preseason game. Last 1 mile high before the season.
Yeah, another day, man.
Play hard, man. Don't go home. Don't let them make you go home. That's it. Simple as that.
Camera guy.
Now, that's the camera dude right there. You got to get him.
That's the camera guy, man.
We about to go ham tonight.
And while most starters won't be playing tonight, it's a chance for a relatively unknown guy to make a name for himself, to be the next C.J. Anderson or the next Chris Harris Jr. from undrafted to Pro Bowl caliber. For more on tonight's matchup, let's check in with Matt Boyer, who's inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yep, inside the Broncos locker room right now, the equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's final preseason game. This is a game that routinely gets overlooked by a lot of national media members, but it's very important, especially since the Broncos need to get down to 53 roster spots by Saturday afternoon. It's an especially big game for a lot of our fans in Greeley, Colorado, as Northern Colorado alum Kyle Sloter getting the start today for the Broncos at quarterback. Sloter saying this is a great opportunity to put on tape what he can do at the NFL level. On the defensive side of the ball, there's still a lot of jockeying for depth chart positions, especially along the defensive line. Shelby Harris, as we mentioned last week, the standout performer with a 3-sack night.
Humley will be sacked, and that'll be the ball game. The sack by Shelby Harris.
It's also going to be an important night for young guys in the secondary, guys like Brennan Langley and Lorenzo Doss. Expect these guys to get a lot of snaps, taking up that mantle of the no-fly zone in replacement of Chris Harris and Aqib Talib. Guys like that probably not going to play tonight. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game as well. We'll be live inside the locker room with player reaction on Periscope and Twitter. We'll also be live at the podium on DenverBroncos.com with head coach Vance Joseph. But for now, Phil, I'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll see you back here field level in just a bit. But now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his things to watch for. And tonight that starts with the O-line.
Yeah, there's some tight competition for spots on the back end behind the starters who, of course, won't play tonight. So you've got guys like Michael Schofield, Billy Turner, you know, Connor McGovern, who's had an outstanding camp. Donald Stevenson at tackle, all of those guys are in tussles for roster spots. And so what they do tonight could help determine which guys are on the 53-man roster come Saturday.
Sticking along the offensive line there, we might see Tyson Brailo get some snaps at center.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Certainly Vance Joseph has said that Tyson Brailo could be at center tonight. He worked at center earlier this week in practice, and that would just add to his versatility. He, of course, has played both left and right tackle so far in training camp. He was competing at guard last year with Michael Schofield early in camp before he had an elbow injury. And so, you know, if you're a backup, the more you can do, the better, because it's not just about being on the 53, but you're trying to figure out who those backup offensive linemen are going to be on the game day 46-man roster. So the more versatility and position flexibility you have, the better it's going to be in terms of having a spot on that 46.
And while we're getting ready for tonight's game, we see the guys warming up behind us. The Broncos were out here just moments ago. Of course, those were the starters who won't be playing tonight. So tonight, an opportunity for some of those other guys to turn the coach, like Vance Joseph said.
Yeah, you think of a guy like Vontarius Dora, who's played quite a bit in the preseason, and he's done some good work. You think of a guy like Shelby Harris. He's had an outstanding camp and has done very well in the preseason games. 3 sacks last week, you know, some of it on his own, some of it part of a good team defense, but still doing very well. And on the back end, Lorenzo Doss continuing to make plays. You know, all of guys like them and plenty of others on the roster have a chance to solidify spots on the 53-man roster or the practice squad with good work tonight. You know, there's a lot of spots where there's a lot of competition, and a great performance tonight could be the difference between being on the roster and not being on the roster within 48 hours.
Got to leave it all out on the field. Mace, thank you very much. You can catch Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. or on Twitter at Mace Denver. Or, of course, he's everywhere with the very latest on DenverBroncos.com. Now let's hear from tonight's starting QB, Kyle Sloter.
This is a place that I want to be. So, you know, I'm not thinking about any other teams right now. I'm just coming out here trying to learn our system, trying to get better each and every day, and just trying to right now take advantage of the reps that I'm getting in practice and getting more comfortable within the system.
Kyle needs to be Kyle and just be solid, be good with the football, operate the offense, and just do what he's done the last 3 weeks.
Tonight, obviously, a very big game for Kyle Sloter as the Broncos wrap up the preseason with the Arizona Cardinals. And these two teams are meeting in the finale for the 18th time, the most common opponent for the Broncos in such games. Now let's check in with Broncos insider Steve Atwater for his keys to the game.
Thanks, Phil. And here are your keys to the game. First off, Kyle Sloter. Kyle Sloter needs to come out and have a good game. He needs to keep his energy level high and his concentration level high for a full 60 minutes. He also needs to do a great job with the ball and not turning it over. Secondly, in special teams, since in my opinion, special teams aren't as difficult to learn as offense and defense, special teamers need to be on point and not make any mental errors. In addition to that, they need to be going full speed each and every play. And just overall, every player that steps on the field today needs to play every play as if it's their last, playing at full speed. And if any mistakes are made, they need to be made full speed. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. You can find Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 for Broncos Blitz or on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. Back here now, field level with Matt Boyer. And Matt, tonight is all about a guy trying to stand out, make a name for himself.
Yeah, a guy like Khalif Raymond. We've seen him last year. He developed a great chemistry with a guy like Paxton Lynch, and that's carried over into this year. Last year, we saw him get reps on special teams. It carries over again to this season. He's done a very good job on the receiving end of those kicks and the punts, making the most of his opportunities. So I do think tonight's a big night for him, especially when this team goes out and drafts a guy like Isaiah McKenzie. You have to wonder, like, you know, do I need to step up? What do I need to do to make this roster? And so I think tonight's a very big night for Khalif Raymond.
Yeah, especially some of those small school guys, they got to bring it every single time. Tonight, definitely a big night for Khalif Raymond. And sticking with those wideouts, we heard this week Emmanuel Sanders, even though he's not playing tonight, he was in the news because him and his teammates raised $70,000 for Hurricane Harvey relief, and then the Broncos matched that.
Yeah, what an effort by his teammates, right? I mean, for Emmanuel to go teammate to teammate literally and say, what can you do? And to raise more than $70,000 is a true testament to the generosity of this entire Broncos roster. We heard from Von Miller earlier this week. He's got family in the Houston area. A lot of these players know people directly who are living in Houston right now. So a great effort by Emmanuel Sanders to kind of get the ball rolling. And then what can you say about this Broncos organization when it comes to matching them dollar for dollar?
Yeah, that's big time by the Broncos there. And growing up in Belleville, Texas, just outside of Houston, this is definitely something very close to Sanders' heart.
It hurts me that I can't do anything about it as far as physically, but one thing that I can do is I can gather all my teammates, see how much, you know, money we can get together and try to, you know, donate something to a cause out there. And I know it's extremely close to my heart because I'm from that city. I got two houses out there, so I'm forever grateful for, you know, my teammates for chipping in.
If you're interested in helping with Hurricane Harvey relief, the NFL and the Broncos urge you to visit redcross.org. And there will also be an in-stadium message tonight from several Broncos players. And we're now less than an hour from kickoff. Of course, if you're in Denver, you can watch tonight's game on KTVD Channel 20. Matt, your final thought.
I think Kyle Sloter, right? I mean, this is a guy who's looking to make the Broncos roster and can do it with a great performance today. But more than that, I think it's cool that we've seen Northern Colorado jerseys, shirts, people making the drive from Greeley, because usually the preseason number four game, tickets are available. These people have been buying the tickets. I've seen the jerseys in the stands. I think tonight's going to be a really cool atmosphere for a local kid.
What an incredible story to go from Greeley. He didn't get his name called right on draft night. Drove all the way back to Atlanta. Got the call. Drove all the way back to Denver. What an incredible story. If he can somehow make it on the 53-man
roster.
What a
great story.
I'd like to see Shelby Harris. God, that guy. You talked to him post-game.
He was great. He was very excited after last week's game against the Packers.
Three sacks, and then the game before that, he had two fumble recoveries. Want to see if he could somehow make it on the 53-man roster as well. Well, that is going to do it for us. We'll be back again post-game live inside the Broncos locker room as well as from the podium. But until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show brought to you by Microsoft.